بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين بالقاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. I'd like to start by again expressing my condolences on the coming of the month of Muharram, and as we get closer to the day of Ashura. Inshallah, we'll begin with a few minutes in regards to the Ahkam, and then we'll continue with today's discussion. I'd like to spend today's portion of the discussion in regards to the Ahkam to speak about another issue in regards to prayer, and that is the prayers that we have missed. They say the Salat is a Qadha, that one must make up. Whether the individual has forgotten to pray or whether the individual had a habit of not performing prayers regularly, or whether the individual for some other reason was not able to perform prayers and now must make it up. There are a few things that one must remember. The first is that the prayer, the way it's performed, is exactly the same. So for example, if you've missed Dhuhr prayer, if you were to make it up, it's performed exactly the same. There's no difference there. What we need to remember is a lot of times when individuals want to make up prayers, they don't really remember how many prayers they've missed. They know they have some prayers to make up, but they don't know the number exactly. And they're unsure what to do in this case. How many should I pray? If I have an estimate between two numbers, which of them should I take and try to then do the prayers with that number? For example, if I know that I've missed between, let's say, 10 to 50 prayers, do I have to do all 50? Do I have to do in between, for example, 25 of them? Do I have to do 30 of them? Only 10 of them? How many? When we study the Sharia, our scholars tell us that from the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt and the Holy Prophet, they say only the number of prayers that you have certainty that you've missed are you responsible towards making up. So if you're unsure between 50 and 100 prayers, but you're certain on the 50, then they say you're only responsible for the 50 of them. Even in if reality, you were really missing more than that, but since you only have certainty on, for example, 50, 10, or 5 of them, you're only responsible towards performing those 5, those 10, or those 50 prayers. So that's one issue that we always need to keep in mind. Another is that if an individual remembers the order in which he has missed the prayers and he needs to make up. For example, if he knows on Monday I missed my Fajr Salah, on Wednesday I missed Maghrib, on Friday I missed Dhuhr, and on Sunday I missed Isha. If they know the order in which they missed, when the person makes up the prayers now, it is required for them to also pray them in that order. That means you pray the prayer that you missed on Monday first, then the one on Wednesday, then the one on Friday, then the one on Sunday. But if you don't know really, a lot of times we don't really keep track of the prayers we've missed because really missing the prayers out of our disregard of prayer. So we don't know, we just know that we missed a few prayers and we don't remember which order they were. They say it's okay, so long as you just make them up, that suffices. And the last issue is that if an individual wants to perform qada prayers and they haven't prayed their current prayer, for example, it's 1:30, 2 o'clock, you haven't prayed Dhuhr or Asr. And you also have to make up, for example, the Fajr prayer that you missed the same day. Can you perform the Fajr prayer before those? Or do you have to first pray the prayer that is active now and then perform the prayer that you've missed? They say so long as there is enough time to do both, it's okay. You can pray the prayer that you've missed first and then proceed with the prayer that exists right now. Although it's better to always do the prayer that is current, so for it to be prayed on time and then to continue. But they say so long as there is time, it's permissible to perform prayers that you've missed and also mustahab prayers. But remember that, for example, if you have only 10 minutes to pray, you don't want to spend 10 minutes of it doing mustahab prayers because you'll miss the prayer that is wajib. So that's the last thing that we should keep in mind. One thing that I'd like to add to this is we know and we have, inshallah, been told and taught that the prayers of our parents, especially the father and the mother both, are the responsibility of the children after they pass away. Now, if the child knows that the prayers of the father or the mother are incomplete. That means they know that they've missed a certain amount. Again, this issue is similar to the one of them personally. If they know exactly the amount, let's say the father says, I've missed 20 prayers in my lifetime, please make these up. Or they need to be made up. Then 20 is only the only amount that you need to do. But again, if you're unsure, you know your father has missed some prayers or your mother has missed some prayers, but you don't know how many. You can say between, for example, 10 and 20, between 50 and 100. Then again, you're only responsible for the lower of the two that you have certainty of. Now, this responsibility falls on the eldest son. The eldest son, meaning the eldest son that is alive at the time of the passing of the parents, of the father. For example, let's say a father has three sons. One is 21, one is 19, one is 17. God forbid one of them passes away. The eldest son, which is 21, passes away. 20 years later, now the father is ill, he passes away. So one would say, since it's the responsibility of the eldest son, so he already passed away, so no one is responsible. They say no. At the time of the death of the father, whoever is the oldest son, they are responsible. And if the individual doesn't have any sons, then it isn't wajib, it isn't obligatory on the other children. That means it isn't obligatory on the daughter. And another case, if the eldest son, who is alive after the passing of the father, for example, he lives for a while and he also passes away, it doesn't carry over to the next son. The only one who is responsible is the eldest son. Now he can transfer that by what? By also putting that into his will as well. That, for example, our father has missed this many prayers, I made up these many of them, and these are remaining. Please take care of these. But it's important to also remember, even if we are not, it's not obligatory by the Sharia for us to do it, out of respect, it is a good idea that, and a good sign that we take proactive steps and actions towards making up the prayers and also doing anything that we can to make up for the mistakes or shortcomings of our parents and make them look good in the eyes of others. We have this problem, unfortunately, inshallah, not here in these communities, but I know of in other countries, in Middle Eastern countries, that the father passes away, the mother passes away, and their will they write, they've missed certain prayers. Now everyone's fighting as to who has to take care of it. No one wants to take care of it. This is a problem. This is disrespectful towards the parents. And again, another note, as parents, as all individuals, we know that writing a will is something that's extremely important and emphasized in religion. This is just a friendly reminder both to myself and to all of us, that for those of us who haven't written a will up till now, you know death is in the hands of Allah. It is not in our hands. There isn't a specific date that we know we're going to die on this day. So it's always important for us to have a will ready in case, God forbid, something does happen. So your children and the people who will be looking after your affairs know what to do. And in the will, one of the things that one should include is any prayers or any fasting or anything of that nature which they've missed that they'd like, inshallah, someone to make up. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.